This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Long before I knew her, I knew of her. You see, I knew of her through her daughter. She and I worshipped at different congregations at that time, but her daughter was dear to me as a student. So I admired her, kind of from afar, because of what I saw in her daughter. Who her daughter was, her kindness, her respect for others, her strong work ethic, it was all there. And that's how I was introduced to her, or I guess the idea of her. I didn't know much about her other than who her daughter was and what her daughter told me about her, that she was a health-conscious person. Her daughter said she was always watching what she ate and she worked out a lot, walking on her treadmill for an hour or more every single day. That's what her daughter would tell me. And I remember that. And honestly, I really admired it. I mean, I wasn't that dedicated and I had a lot of other things to get in the way of being healthy. I was overwhelmed with life and it distracted me every single day. But I never forgot about her. And I didn't know why she did it. I mean, not really why she was so health conscious until decades later, when we would worship our God together. And I got to know her and I understood the hours on the treadmill that her daughter talked about. Well, those were her focusing on her health. And I was not. Now, you know, when you go to the doctor and you have these lists of all the diseases in your family, yeah, that list. I mean, for both of us, it would be probably a lot easier to just tell them what we don't have that's in our family that's a disease. Her family members have suffered from different physical challenges and diseases that have claimed their lives much too early. And her, well, she cared for them. She helped them through those difficult times. So for her, it was more than a treadmill, you know? And now as she deals with physical diseases and challenges of her own, she continues to walk. She's careful about what she eats. But her reason for doing that is, it's really, really quite profound, yet so simple. It's what she needs to do. It's what she can do. And so, she does. And she has done it for decades, to control what she can. So I've been thinking a lot about her, especially lately. You see, for her, and what I see in her is, it's more than just a treadmill walker or health-conscious person. It seems to be, well, quite honestly, from what I can tell, it's a way of life for her. For example, she takes bulletins or flyers home to fold. She cooks food for funerals and youth events. You can always count on her to be washing dishes. But most of the time, you know, she stands at the back, watching, ready to help. Ready to arrange tables for a ladies' day or help put out the decorations. She's always there. And I always hear her say, "What can I do to help? What do you need?" "Yeah, I can do that. Sure." I don't even know if she realizes that she says that. Maybe it's a habit or kind of routine for her. But I hear her. And I've often thought that she's kind of like the person that Paul would have mentioned. Like in Philippians chapter 4, verse 3, those women who have shared in his struggles. Or the women mentioned by the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, those women who cared for our Savior and the apostles while they preached the good news. You know, the women who don't really have a name, but they supported. The women who cared for, the women who did what they could. The women that did what was needed. Now, when I didn't know her, I knew of her through her daughter. And when I got to know her, I learned why she spent so much time on that treadmill and was so careful with her food choices, and made even more sense when I watched the decline of her family members and attended their funeral. And so as I've been meditating on that message of this podcast and been thinking about her, and I've been thinking about you and me, and the state of the world right now, a full-blown war seems to be imminent in the Middle East. And as a result, Oil prices are predicted to go much higher, along with food costs. And the chance of a cut in the interest rate, well, that seems out of the question. Violence has taken over our communities, and threats against unborn children continue to plague us. It seems that the world is suffering from an illness, if you will, or a disease that can only be healed by the peace that's found in being a servant of our God. But some of these challenges, well, they've been coming on for a while. I mean, some of them shouldn't be a shocker, right? And that's why I thought of her, my sister in the faith, who was born, like for many of us, into a family that is predisposed to illnesses, diseases that are lurking in the background, waiting to take root and destroy our bodies. And I look around and I think of her and her treadmill every day, as she has for decades tried to fight off those diseases. And while many of us, like me, we feel overwhelmed or helpless, she reminds me of those fellow workers that Paul and our Savior mentioned. And I am reminded, and I am encouraged, that it's okay. We can do this. We just must do what we can. We must do what we need to do. It really is that simple. And it really is that profound. And the result, it would be life-changing, eternal life-changing. And it is for this that we will do what we can, that we will do what we must every day. It is for this that I bow my knees today.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.